This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 5th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Two people are confirmed dead after a 1973 Beech King Air E-90 went down shortly after takeoff from McClellan Palomar Airport in Carlsbad, California, about 6 a.m. Tuesday. Fox 6 TV News reports the pilot was 57-year-old George Swink, the founder and president of Southwest Consulting Group in San Diego, the plane's registered owner. Officials did not confirm that report and have not released the passenger's identity. The Associated Press reported the twin turboprop was en route to Tucson, Arizona. The aircraft struck high-voltage power lines and came down on a golf course less than a mile east of the airport. Heavy fog was reported in that area at the time. Swink's family and co-workers have asked for privacy. The National Transportation Safety Board has begun an investigation. Space probes are usually thought of as single-mission devices, which fly their missions, radio back data, and then are lost forever in the cosmos. But two recent NASA probes are reportedly ready for second missions. Deep Impact was launched in 2005. It intercepted the comet Tempel 1. The probe released a projectile which collided with the comet, blowing a plume of debris into space. The mothership was put into a power-conserving safe mode. Scientists are preparing to power it back up later this year to serve as an observatory for the study of distant planets and also to intercept and study the comet 85P Bothan in 2008. Another probe, Stardust, encountered the comet Wild 2 and sent a container of space dust samples back to Earth, while the mothership stayed in space. It will be powered back up now to study the crater made by Deep Impact on its encounter with Tempel 1, now that the debris from the earlier collision is no longer blocking a camera's view. That encounter is planned for 2011. Reusing space probes can save considerable money. Deep Impact's first mission cost $333 million. NASA is budgeting just $30 million for the second mission. The space shuttle Atlantis has been reused more than 24 times, and now it's back home after its recent 14-day mission to the International Space Station. Atlantis landed on June 22nd at Edwards Air Force Base in California, when weather blocked the preferred landing site in Florida. The trip home on the back of NASA's specially modified 747 cost $1.7 million. That's an expense that NASA prefers to avoid whenever possible. The last leg of the flight home was from Fort Campbell, Kentucky. The shuttle carrier aircraft with Atlantis on its back touched down at Kennedy Space Center about 8:25 a.m. Tuesday morning. The shuttle will be cleaned and refurbished for its next mission, planned for December. Another pilot on approach to Boston's Logan International Airport reported being painted by a laser Saturday night. Northwest Flight 170 landed safely, but this makes the fifth laser incident reported at Logan in the last 2 years. In the most recent case, according to the Associated Press, the airliner was descending through 5,000 feet when the pilot told the tower, quote, "We're being painted by a laser," unquote. He reported a bright green light about 7 miles southeast of the airport. There have been no crashes attributed to laser attacks, but at least one pilot has reported suffering damaged retinas. In May, Congress approved legislation providing a sentence of up to 5 years in prison for the crime of pointing a laser at an aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. An RV-6 missing for 4 months is finally found. North Dakota's Air National Guard embraces a new high-tech mission. And so far, it's a really bad year to be a frequent airline flyer. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Robert Poole, Director of Transportation Studies for the Reason Foundation. He's going to tell us why, as pilots, we should want the FAA privatized, not be fighting against it. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.